You are listening to Let's Talk Tea Podcast with your favorite boss babe. Yep, Shani Summon Godfrey. This podcast is designed to transform, elevate, and empower you to build your legacy that lasts. I'm not on here by myself, y'all. I am joined by thousands of bosses across the globe right here on Let's Talk Tea Podcast. We are here for no other reason but to help you build your legacy with passion. We sweat no
motivation
here.
Mornings. How are you guys doing? Great big welcome to you. So guys, good morning. So let me introduce myself and we'll dive on in. So my name is Shani Summon Godfrey, founder and CEO, thank you, of Elevation TV Network and legacy consulting firm. Elevation TV Network is a faith-based TV network. And Legacy Consultant is a branding and creative design firm. So that's a little bit about me, and you guys can get to know me a little bit more in my previous videos. So let's dive on in, because you guys know I'm big on time, because that's the only thing we cannot buy, right? So today's lesson that we're going to be going over is going to be business goals, long-term pipeline, # the power of the pipeline. So you guys know me, I'm big on when I come on is to do this one simple thing, is to get us fired up with our passion, to build our passion, build our legacy with passion, is to get us refill, fired up to do what it is that we love to do. So let's talk about the power of the pipeline, the legacy entrepreneurs. I'm big on legacy, guys. I am completely big on legacy, because I do believe if you spend years and years and years of doing anything, that whenever you decide that you want to stop or life happens, that you're good. Hi, Grace. Good morning. I'm so excited to see you. How are you? So, guys, that we don't lose everything that we spend years into billing. And that's why we go into entrepreneurship, right? Because we really want to see long-term what we spend our life doing, our years doing. So we're going to talk about the power of the digital pipeline. And one goal as entrepreneurs is that a lot of entrepreneurs fail to look at the long-term pipeline. There's solo entrepreneurs, a lot of different levels to entrepreneurship. And what we tend to do as entrepreneurs is we work our business until eventually gone. And all the years, the money, the time that we put into that business, long-term, there's no legacy behind our business, right? We kind of just phased off, and that's it. We're done. So with 2018 ending and 2019 approaching, I do believe that we are in the season right now where we're at, to be at November 8th, is to change our life completely, our business life, our personal life, whatever. And I do believe that our life is our business. Everything that we do, we have a return on our investment. Whether we invest the good things or not so good things, we still are investing in our brand, which is us. We are our most powerful brand. So 2018 and in 2019 is coming up. What is it that we need to change to take our life to the next level? And I do challenge all of us, including myself, to do something now that we need to take us further in 2019. Whether if you are an entrepreneur, you want to start producing digital goods, or you want to speak, or you want to launch your business, or you want to just grow in your industry, we have to start working on those things now. We have to start planning for those things now. And there's great tools and resources on planning, setting up your planner, your journal, everything like that. Go into our units. And I know I was on a webinar with Grace last night. Okay, so don't be surprised. Okay, I was on a webinar last night and she was showing us how to make journals for our brand and everything like that. And again, that is to take our brand to a completely different level. So let's talk about the pipeline. when we are in business, our goal is to ultimately have a pipeline. And we all know what pipeline does, right? It brings water from everywhere. We can have pipes in our whole entire house, different rooms, so forth. We don't have to manually. I'm country. I'm from the islands. Y'all hear this accent. In the islands, how I grew up in the good old days, we had to go get water from a well. Every single time we need water, we had to go take a bucket, catch water, bring it. When it's done, we got to take this mile walk, this mile hike to go get more water and bring it home. And the cycle continues. If we're sick, we're going to have to go anyway. And if we absolutely can't go, there's no water to cook, shower, and so forth, drink. The list goes on and on. That's life. That's the same thing with our business. We have to, hi Shannon, we have to build our business pipelines to where here's our goods, here's our service, here's our product, here's whatever it is that we're selling. Can our business sustain in our absence? Are we making money when we are, see the sun? I'm going to keep it too. So we have to build our brand that even if we're sick, our business is not sick. And I'm a brand coach, guys. And before I start doing brand coach, I did launch startup coach. Love startups. Love the vision. Love to see the vision that manifests into, you know, the dream. Just the love to see it come to pass. Yeah. Yep. Country girl. Nah, see, Grace, yes, that's a, yep, I done told on myself, straight country. So I love to see our dream manifest. So I did a lot of launch and grow your business. But with brand coach, it's the same thing. I still love startup. I still work with startup. But here's the problem. With startups, they have a kind of a one-track mindset. I want to be in business for myself. And that's the term that we use a lot. But we have to understand that we're in business for ourselves, but we should not be in business by ourselves. Here's what I mean by that. If I'm sick, my business should not be sick. My customers should not know that I'm sick. My clients, my patients, whatever you want to call them, should not know that I'm sick. My business have to keep turning. And not just turning like, yes, you see my presence, but the cash is coming in too. Money is coming in too, right? Because pipelines allow us to have multiple streams of income. If you are a speaker, as myself, you need to have, and y'all gonna see me up and down your timelines. I apologize now. Girl gotta be busy elevating, but we have to leverage our influence and our communities and our platforms to make sure that we're building our pipelines. If we are speakers, what products, what goods, what services can we use to create a pipeline? That if I do a speaking engagement, when I walk away, am I going to be making something from it? A lot of times we do a lot of things and we do it for free and we wonder why our business are not grown, we're not making money. Well, it's okay to do things for free, but also have a pipeline. And I saw a video in the classroom last week too, in the watch party, about different types of pipelines. And we really have to be intentional about the pipelines that we're building, because we cannot just sell one goods and one product, because when it's not doing good, we're not making money. Whether we do physical, digital, however, we need to be in a powerful position to where no matter what change with the economy or with our health or with our family life, we're going through a loss, we're going through a marriage, that we are good. Our divorce or whatever, we're good. I've seen every stages through my entrepreneurial journey where I was married and I wasn't, then I married again. And throughout my divorce, I had to be intentional about, I'm divorced, but my business isn't. You understand, it wasn't a joint ownership, so we didn't have to do too much behind the scenes work. But at the same time, my client, and I've seen this, it happened to me, a client reached out to me, oh, I'm sorry, you know, for the next however days, months, we cannot do any business, we cannot do this and we cannot do that because I'm going through a divorce. And my question to him was, what does that have to do with me? You understand? It's none of my business. I love you. I care about you, but I don't care about any of that. This ship need to keep going. And I had to tell him, put systems in place that when life happens, your business have multiple pipelines. Because now you're saying, I'm divorced, I'm broke, I'm going through all the struggles of life. It's real. It gets real. But we shouldn't have to feel that. That's why we're business owners. We're bosses, right? And we have so much tools. Let's talk about the digital pipeline. Back in the days, we know pipelines. We go, we knock door to door. We recruit some people. They go knock door to door. Did that too. I sell insurance. I was an insurance saleswoman. Good at it. Love it. But life changed. Knock door to door. Now with digital, create digital products. Digital products, digital marketing. Learn it. Get good at it. Get great at it. I do have to cut the sun. Hold on. The sun is so beautiful, I want to soak it all up, but hey, can't see you, so you probably can't see me. So, we have to leverage our digital platforms. Leverage it. If you are a speaker, you should have books, you should have content, you should have something that you are selling to create multiple stream of income. Just going out doing speaking engagement, I've seen this a lot. It's good, it's really good, but that's leads. We need to see that as getting leads. Because if you're sick, if you're the busier you get, is the less time you're going to have to actually cultivate. You understand? I've seen it. They're sick, job change, stuff change. You're going through personal stuff. They can't do speaking engagement. They're doing so much. It wiped them out physically because they're not taking care of themselves. And now they're not making money. Fast forward 2 months, 3 months. The longer you're out, the longer you stay out. 1 year later, business is still not back up. If you're not in the speaking and the writing industry and you have a Facebook platform and you're doing your live videos, or you have a syndicated, you're doing live videos, what other stream of income can you open up? You need to open multiple. And if you're biblical, I'm there too. It's biblical. We need to be able, God gives seed to the sowers. We need to have multiple streams of money coming in. Multiple, whether you're selling the product, you're doing webinars, you're doing email marketing, whatever you're doing, whatever services you're offering, you need to offer multiples, many, and not just you physically doing it yourself, but you need to put, we already talked about putting people in place, but you also have to put systems in place that sell the product for you. They want it, they buy it, it goes, you check your money, you see the money, you're good. Do it all over again. Six steps into our pipelines we need to have. Six pipelines, six different stages into our pipelines we need to have. Stage one, launch it. Stage two, grow it. Stage three, automate it. Stage four, collect your money. Stage five, invest. Stage six, repeat. Launch, grow, automate, collect. Invest, repeat. We are going to launch. That's when we do our planning and our planning, all that stuff, researching, all the other stuff. Our grow, here's what we got. How do we get to the next level? We always, if your business is not growing every month, there's a problem. If it's not growing every month, there's a problem. When you are no longer a solo entrepreneur, stop trying to be a solo entrepreneur. Get help. Collaborate with other businesses. A lot of business owners are afraid to combine or afraid to take on business partner because they don't want to lose rights to their business ownership and all that other stuff that I'm not going to touch too much into today. You don't have to do that. We can do collaboration. I own my business. You own your business. We partner up and we do projects together. We split the profit. However, we're going to split the profit and the expense. We move on. If we don't like each other tomorrow, it happens. Let's be real, that we still have a business. We still have our own business. Is our own brand identity. You understand me? It's a lot of different ways. Now, we're going to talk about automate. We're going to put automated systems in place to sell for us. All we're going to do is we're going to do warm market sales. Hey, here's what I can do to help you. Here's where you go find it. They go there, they buy it. The product is emailed to them, or they download it. Here's the accent, country girl coming out. Download the product and they are good to go. And you're done. You're sleeping, we're making money. You're on vacation, we're making money. You're sick, we're making money. You're growing, making money. Always making money. Life happen, making money. Have a baby, making money. Get a divorce, getting money. Getting married, getting money. No matter what you're doing, money's coming. And you don't have to physically do it yourself. Do it once and it's going to reproduce itself. That's the pipeline. We build the pipeline once and it keep producing water. So I don't have to walk a whole miles and miles and miles to catch water. Right? That's what we have to think about going into 2019, wrapping up 2018. Launch your stuff now. Test it. What's working? What's not working? What do I need to improve on? Where are we going with this? That's what we are doing now in 2018 as we wrap this thing up, right? 2019, we need to be, when 2019 ball drop, boom, January the 1st, we need to be in a whole nother level where our digital products is already making money for us. All we're thinking about is what else can I add? Where else can I go? What other industry can I tap into? That's what pipeline allows us to do. No pipeline, like me, carrying my bucket. I can only make and bring home as much water as my physical self is able to bring that season. If I'm tired, you getting one bucket. That's it. If some of the water spill, too bad for you, because it's miles and miles and miles, and I can't go back for no more water. Now, if I'm in a great day, I can carry two buckets. But let's face it, it's only two buckets I can carry. I got two hands, right? With pipelines, I can just sit there and fill up a whole bunch of buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets. That's what we need. Remove ourselves to where we create the product once and reproduce it. Whether we do webinars, download that webinar. There's a lot of systems that we can put that webinar to autoplay for us. People can always watch the webinar even when we're sleeping. They're watching, buying a webinar that we already created once. Ebooks created once. They can always buy it once. If you're into e-commerce, launch a store. Get some systems to automate your product for you. If it's out of stock, it'll let your customers know. If it's in stocks, it'll let your customers know. And then other systems that ship it for you. Only thing you're doing is just watching, monitoring, making sure all the systems are up and running, just like priming a pipeline. That's what we're doing. So digital pipeline, let's recap. Digital pipeline allow us to reproduce ourselves and money without even physically getting involved, right? If we're sick, our business is not sick. Six steps into our pipeline, creating our pipeline, we are going to launch, grow, automate, collect, invest, and repeat. When I say invest, guys, I don't just mean invest time, invest money. Whatever profit that you make, you need to have a number, a percentage. If I make this much, 10% of that, 20%, whatever percent is going back into investing into my business. And then when our business grow to where we can actually go full time into entrepreneurship, if that's your goal and you maintain your lifestyle and you're good, you need to start doing investments. Investing, saving, investments that's going to make money for you even when you're sleeping, because that's going to make our businesses even more powerful and give us more streams of income. So digital marketing, digital pipelines is where we're at right now. We're in 2018. Use the tools and resources that we have. Knocking door to door, that's fine and all, but if I can knock door to door digitally, I can reach more people because I can go through a lot more doors, thus pipeline marketing. Pipeline marketing, pipeline products, pipeline services, everything we do needs to sell itself. Create it once and it sell itself. All we're doing is introducing people to what can I do for you? Because we're in it too. I'm solving your problem. And here's the link. Go get your problem solved. I'm sleeping. You're solving your problem. I'm away, you're solving your problem. So guys, state your comments, state your questions. If you guys want to connect with me, you can reach me at Legacy, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, firm.com. Our network, you guys were curious about that, is ElevationTVNetwork.com. My personal brand page, ShaniSalmon.com. Feel free to reach out to me. I do have downloadables on Legacy Consulting Firm page where you guys can get different tools and resources to help you do exactly that. Launch, grow, and just pretty much all around elevate all aspect of your life. So guys, leave your comments. I do come back and respond to your comments. I enjoy reading them. I enjoy connecting with you guys. I enjoy your questions. If there's questions that you have that you don't want to put in the comments, my inbox is open to you. That's why I'm here. I'm here Thursdays at 7:30 in the Entrepreneur Classroom, the greatest entrepreneur platform that, well, maybe I'm biased, but I ever seen, because they have practical tools and real practical tools and resources that I, as an entrepreneur, can get my hands on. So guys, I'm wrapping it up because I do want to respect time. I'm wrapping it up now. If you have questions, comments, hey, let me have them. If I said something that you guys need clarification on, tell me. Hey, Shani, you said this. All right. And I need some more clarification on it, or ask me questions. I'm here for you guys. So I love you guys as usual. I will see you guys on Motivation Mornings next Thursday at 7:30 a.m. And I will be on the timeline too. So I will catch you guys on your timeline. Oh, wait a minute. Webinar. Yes. Let me not forget to invite my family in the Entrepreneur Classroom to a webinar I am doing tomorrow. It is an actual how-to webinar. More details, in-depth, kick the door down, nitty-gritty about automating your marketing, because I know when I touched on automation, I had a lot of questions. So it makes sense to just do a webinar to dig a little deeper, because I don't like to just tell you how, what I like to tell you how, not what to do only, but how to do it. So catch the playback. I will be watching with you guys later on, and tomorrow at 7 p.m. I will put the information up and on my pages for you guys to catch me on that webinar tomorrow. God bless you guys. I love you guys, and I will catch you guys on your timeline. Bye, guys.